This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. We've got a great show for you today, some outstanding guests to talk to, and you can call up and get your questions for them. We'll have Jim Comperoni on today, and also Will Tiemann on today talking sports with us. But right now, if you want a chance to win tickets to the game coming up on Friday night, give us a call at 353-5000, 353-5000, and that's the number to call. Register for your chance to win tickets on MSU football. Once again, 353-5000, area code 517. We'll take your name, put you in the hat for tickets that we'll have at the giveaway, giving our tickets away on Thursday. Once again, 353-5000, area code 517. Call for your chance to win tickets to MSU football. And today, we're going to be talking MSU football. Just had a chance to hear Mark D'Antonio talk on the game coming up Friday night. And also, we had a chance to hear from Andrew Maxwell, who just finished talking. And Alex and I were there, and we just had to slide back here, get ready to do the show. Not much time for us, in all honesty, but we made it. You'll hear from Andrew Maxwell later on. You'll also hear from Coach D'Antonio later on how they're approaching the first night game coming up on Friday night, and they seem pretty excited about the game, and that's what the Michigan State game coming up on Friday night. The first game with the new scoreboards in Spartan Stadium should be an electric night for Michigan State fans. Once again, give us a call at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address, if you want to send us an email, send it to sportstalk@wkar.org. So we'll be glad to hear from you, glad to talk with you right here on AM 870. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, if you've never talked to us or chatted with us, this is your chance to do it right now. We'll be open line till about 1:20. So if you want to call and talk with us, you can call and talk with us right now. Once again, toll free 877-952-7870. So that's 877-952-7870. So that's our toll free number, or you can just call us on our regular line, 355-9527. So either one. Also, I got to tell you, last night I went to see the Lansing Lugnuts last night. They won 5-1. Good game for their pitcher, who won another, Nick Castellino. And so talk with, he had a good game last night. So Lugnuts doing well, getting ready for the playoffs. And they'll be coming up. The playoff starts on a Thursday, so that'll be a thirsty Thursday night for a lot of you fans who go to the Lansing Lugnuts. But we're going to here talk some football today for the rest of the week, actually, with the first game coming up Friday night, Boise State. They've got a lot of new players. They've got not a new quarterback. He's played in the past. He's been there on the team for the last couple of years. So we'll see from Kelly Southwick. He's the new quarterback. And so you will hear about him from Coach D'Antonio. And we'll hear from him about the whole team. Because I asked him about how does he think the team will fare since with so many new starters. And if he'd seen those starters, what does he expect from all those new players from Boise State. So he said, they've seen a lot of them on film, what they've done in the past and how much playing time they got last year. So he has some idea of some of those guys from what they've done in film. So they won't be going into the game totally cold. They've seen a lot of those guys play, so they'll have a good idea. But, of course, a lot of them haven't played, when the guns are lit, when they're really fire, when they were tough going. So, they're basically, a lot of them are new players technically. They haven't been out there during the heat of battle. So we'll see that coming up on Friday night. So it should be a good game. Michigan State, Boise State, a lot of new players. A lot of both teams have high rankings, so we'll see. We should see a good game between two highly ranked teams coming up on Friday. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, and we are talking with also Alex was over there. It was his first press conference. So, Alex, what did you take out of the first press conference?
You know what, Earl? What I took away is that Andrew Maxwell is a poised young man. He's ready for this first game. I think a lot of people are expecting a lot out of him, and I think he's going to produce. He seems very confident in himself, and the best confidence is confidence in yourself first. So I think that's going to lead him, Earl. That's really what I picked up on.
Yeah. What did you pick up on from Coach D'Antonio?
Coach D'Antonio, it's the same old, you know, he's straight talking about Michigan State football. He doesn't want to talk about, you know, any other outside factors. I think it's just a focused, you know, determined, motivated look. I think that's what I got out of it.
Okay. So that's where Alex saw is his first attending our first press conference with the coach and of course with other members of the media. So you got a chance to see some of the other media members. So what did you think overall about how the session works?
You know what? How the session works, it's great. I like how it's very organized. There comes with a lot of different preparation and media preparation for it in each show as well. But yeah, overall, I think it's a great atmosphere, a good environment. The good thing about it as well, you get to see the brand new scoreboards that were just put up. You can't argue with that.
Yeah. Those new scoreboards, they really look nice. And, you know, they should look nice. Friday night under the lights, that should really look nice. So,
oh, it's going to be electric.
Yes. Hopefully everybody's there. The stadium will be filled. So it should be an exciting environment for Michigan State fans, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Once again, we'll have Jim Comperoni at 1:20. And then at 1:40, we'll have Will Tiemann. So we have two very good guests for you today. And you can talk to either one of them right here on AM 870 WKAR. And we'll call, of course, we want you to know, you know, you can spread the word around. Tell everyone you know. Tell all the people, your friends, even tell your enemies that you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. We had a chance to do our program, our pre-recorded program for Labor Day. That'll be coming up on Monday. You can hear that program. Alex, I must admit I'm a little biased. It really seemed to turn out well. I mean, we had Drew Sharp and Jack Ebling on as our guests. You know, we don't want to give too much away, but we should let the people know. I thought that was a very good program.
Oh, yeah, no, it was an absolutely great program, man. And besides for the fact that it was a good program, it was quality topics, and it was very challenging, and there were some really good sides and different arguments. So I think everyone and all the listeners should tune in.
Yes, they should. It's a great program to talking about Michigan State, Big Ten football, and even the Detroit Lions. So we talked a lot of football for you. You'll hear all that on Monday, coming up next Monday, and that's what, September 4th, I think it is. I think that's right. Is that the right date, Alex? September 4th for Monday? I believe it's right. But I think that's the right date, September 4th. For Monday?
For what, the football game?
Yeah, no, for Monday. Yeah. For our pre-recorded show, that was September 4th, I think. I think that was the right date anyway. But anyway, we'll talk more about that and about the game coming up on Friday. I know you already asked my prediction, so I don't have to give you that again.
Hey, but you got to give me a revised prediction now. It could have changed over the last couple days now.
It hasn't really changed. Jack was trying to pin me down when we were here about that, and I told him I expect about a 20-point win.
Wow, Earl.
A little less than that, but...
You want to put some money on that?
No. don't do any betting, but I think there'll be about a 20-point win. And I told him I think it'd be a shutout. I mean, it's always that possibility. So I'm thinking there could be a shutout, but anywhere from 10 to 20 points. That's the way I look at it.
So if they're really going to shut this team out, or let's say they are going to win at whatever extent... How good will this offense of Boise State be? What are your predictions for Boise State's offense?
Boy, see, that's going to be a tough call because, you know, just like us, they've got a new quarterback, new running backs, or a new running back who didn't run a lot last year. But apparently they've got some speed. So if they've got the speed, can we adjust to the speed of the game or to their speed? That's the game. They run a lot of different sets. You know, they'll run some no huddle. They'll run a lot of no huddle offense. So Coach D'Antonio told us what they're doing to get ready when they see that no huddle. So we'll see a lot of no huddle from them, a lot of different things. But it's going to be a challenging for Michigan State because that's a team that has a lot of speed, and they're going to have to deal with all the speed that they have. So, you know, that's the one thing about the first game. You know, you just don't know what exactly you're going to be seeing in that first game. So that's going to be the question mark. What are you seeing in the first game, and how quickly do you adjust to what the other team is doing? So how quickly will they adjust to Boise State, just like Boise State will have to adjust to Michigan State? A lot of adjustment goes on in that first game, and we'll see a lot of adjustment from Boise and from Michigan State. Michigan State adjusting to the quickness of Boise State. Boise will be adjusting to that power of Michigan State that they have. So we're going to see a game with a lot of teams adjusting. It should be a very interesting game from both parties and both teams' standpoint. That's what we're going to be looking out for coming up in the first game, Michigan State, Boise State, coming up Friday night. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Either one, give us a number to either call or give, you know, just call us up, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. And we love to talk with you each and every day. And so we want you to come with us, talk sports with us right here on AM 870. That's where we're here to talk with you, to learn a little bit more and to learn a little bit more from you. And you can learn hopefully a little bit more from us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And Alex is taking the calls, and all the people that are calling in right now, if you want to call and give yourself a chance to win tickets to MSU football, give us a call at 353-5000. That's 353-353-5000, area code 517, for your chance to win tickets to MSU football. Once again, the number to call, area code 517-353-5000 for tickets to MSU football. And you might win a pair of tickets coming up on Friday night. So once again, let me give you that number one more time, area code 517-353-5000. That's 517-353-5000. 353-5000. So call us up, talk sports with us, give yourself a chance to win tickets right here from AM 870 WKAR. We'll be doing this for all the home games. For all Michigan State home games, you have a chance to win tickets from WKAR. We want to thank MSU Athletic Department helping us out here at WKAR. Thank them for graciously donating us tickets as they have done over the years. So we want to thank the MSU Athletic Department and the people with MSU, associated with MSU Athletics, for giving us tickets to provide for you to give them away. Right now, the time is 19 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR, and then we'll come back with more talk and with our guests coming up shortly. So once again, stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR. And we have our everything working for us.
Isaac takes aim at the Gulf Coast and New Orleans braces for another storm almost 7 years to the day after Hurricane Katrina devastated large parts of the city. I'm Neil Conan. How people are preparing and what's changed on the Gulf Coast from 7 years ago. Join us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Good to have you with us today. I'm Scott Pohl. Here's the weather forecast. It'll be mostly sunny and the high will be 80 degrees. Mostly clear with patchy fog tonight. The overnight low 51. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 82. Sunny and a high of 90 Thursday.
Give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll-free, 877-9527. 952-7870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR East Lansing. Right now, let's go to the phones. We've got Mr. Tate on the line. Mr. Tate, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Earl?
Okay.
Hey, man, I just touched down about 30 minutes ago, man, so I'm definitely looking forward to the big game coming up on Friday, man. You got to bring me on one of your shows or something so we can talk some of this good Michigan State football, man.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. We do that every day. We'll be talking a lot of Michigan State, of course, up until Friday. So a lot of the game for this, we'll be talking a lot of Michigan State football for sure.
Hey, Earl, I'm going to tell you what, man. They're trying to psych us out as Spartans, man. What they're trying to do, I've been reading some of the different articles, and I've been noticing Coach Peterson and some of the other players trying to give a little bit of trying to look out for us a little bit, telling us a couple little things, trying to give us some props and stuff like that, some extra little brownie points, whatnot, talking about how much, you know, we done came up as a program since Mark D'Antonio done came in within the last 5 years. But I think a little bit of that, I think they're trying to psych us out mentally, basically just off the standpoint that, you know, basically just, you know, trying to boost us up a little bit, make it seem like we're something that we're really not or whatever the case may be, and trying to get us to not look at them and study them in the film and stuff like that as much as we are to, and then come out and hit us over the head with some wins. But I'm going to give you my prediction, man. I'm looking at 31-21 Michigan State, strictly off the fact that we're on the green turf. We're not on the blue turf, so yeah, that would be a different story a little bit. But nevertheless, man, we just really have to go out there, I feel, as a team and do the best that we can and cut the chain, man, just kind of that curse, I think I like to call it. You know, they upset Oregon 3 years ago. Boise State did 2 years ago was Virginia Tech. And last year was Georgia. So I got a kick out of that being in Atlanta. But hey, I'm in East Lansing right now, man, speaking here in Frandor, man. So hey, I'll be listening and within the next couple of days or something, I'll be calling in. Maybe we can get on the show and talk some of this good Michigan State football. I'm going to keep listening, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay, thank you. And that's the thing with Michigan State. You know, yes, the other teams are always going to try to psych you out or do whatever. But, you know, Coach D'Antonio has a very good philosophy, a very good system. Just take the game at hand. Whatever you're doing, you've got to concentrate on the game ahead. You can't look ahead to that, just the upcoming game for that week. You can't look two or three games down the road or anything like that. It's just have to concentrate on the game coming up. And they do a good job on just concentrating on the game, looking ahead, not looking ahead too far, not looking ahead two or three or four games down the line, but just concentrating on that opening game. That's all they're thinking about. That's all they're concerned with right now. They know they can't really be concerned with what the other coaches are saying or with what the other players are saying. They're only looking at this one game and how to play this one game, because that's the only thing you can control. You can only control how you play in the game. You can't control how the other team is going to play, what the other team is going to do. You have to just look at how you're going to do, how you're going to play, how good are you coming up in the season opener. So that's what you have to see. How good is this team in the season opener? That's going to be a big test for Michigan State, a big test for the young players, and for the players who haven't played enough as yet. They didn't play a lot last year. So how do you react to your first time basically getting out there in a starting role? You know, can you adjust to being a starter? That's the thing. As a player, you've been coming off the bench for the year or two, and now you got to be a starting player coming out of that tunnel for the first time. How do you handle that? So how does that work out for you? So we'll see that coming up right here on AM 870 WKAR. A lot of challenges coming up, and so that's what the players are going to have to see for Michigan State. How do they handle the current challenges when they get to them? So Michigan State playing Boise State coming up on Friday night. And it's a night game. It should be an exciting atmosphere in Spartan Stadium. It should be a loud, very loud game. A lot of people are going to be there. I don't see how you can't be excited about that game coming up on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely, Earl. The fan atmosphere is electric. We saw the new scoreboards today. It's going to be interesting to see it. And then we had the caller that just asked about the history of Boise, how they started to get so big in the Mountain West, being a national, you know, championship contender. Really, it starts all from that Oklahoma Fiesta Bowl back years ago when they upset that team. That was really the prominent Boise days when they came out and made a statement for their program. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, an up-and-coming program such as Boise and Michigan State together, these two programs now in their prime. So this is going to be a great game.
Yes, a lot of people feel that Boise is basically the program that's arrived there and now a big-time program. They play in a smaller conference, but you know, they're trying to move up to a larger conference. But they've always been a good program, solid program. They do a similar job to recruiting the way Michigan State does in their recruiting. They identify a lot of good players, but maybe the good players that the big schools aren't attracted to. So they'll get some of those players that don't have the street cred, basically. Some of the big name schools go after, and that's what Boise State does, similar to what Michigan State has done, and they've always done a good job of getting those players that the big schools don't identify from the get-go. They might go after them after they've been identified, then they might go after them to see, okay, how good are these guys? How good are they? How good will this team be? And that's what you have to look at for Boise State. They have a lot of players that are very good athletes. They just don't have the name value or that recognition that the bigger programs get, you know, like Michigan State or bigger than Michigan State, you know, some of the bigger programs. So, you know, from like Oklahoma State and all those kind of guys and teams out north, they'll go against California and some of those teams. They'll go for guys who you would probably say are MAC level kind of talent or lower. So they'll have good talent for sure, but they just aren't household names. But Boise State will be a very good team, a very good challenge for Michigan State, and that's going to be a team that's going to test Michigan State on. And that's a good thing about being tested early. You get a chance to find out how good are you. Where is your team at? So you get a chance to find out all those things on Friday night. Is this a good team? Is this a good start? What do you see from your team? And we'll be asking Mark Antonio the questions after the game. How good is this team? And how good do you think it's going to be? He didn't want to answer those questions now. He just wants to wait till after the game and then find out about Michigan State and find out how they are after they play Michigan State in that game. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond to playing a game that's pretty good talented. We talked about it at the press conference. Opening up not against like a Youngstown State or a team like that, or you know, but a team that's better than a Youngstown State or the teams that we faced, Michigan State has faced in the past. So Central Michigan is going to be a good test in the second game. So and then, Notre Dame after that, Eastern Michigan. So they've got a good four-game test before they start the Big Ten season. So that's going to be quite a challenge for Michigan State. Hey, so give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we ask you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. So that's the way we like to talk with you each and every day right here on WKAR East Lansing. Spread the word around. Tell people that you know and that you don't know. You can enjoy sports every afternoon. It's hard to believe. Even I get surprises sometimes. Some people have told me from time to time they've never heard the sports show. They never listened to it, and so I give them they just didn't know. They didn't even know that some people just don't know that a sports show exists. So I tell them about that. You can enjoy us each and every day right here on WKAR, and that's one of the things. Some people, when you don't have a full sports station, then it's harder for people to identify. When you're only part time, like we are here at WKAR, we just do sports sometime. It's a little bit different for people to identify for a program when you're only on for 1 hour a day. So that's the challenge for us here at WKAR, to do a little more. And hopefully you'll find us here and you'll listen to us, because we come your way Monday through Friday. And hopefully we give you something that you like and something that you enjoy right here on WKAR. So that's the love thing that we love to do, give you something to talk about, give you something to listen to each and every day right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. So do that. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. And it's 31 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR East Lansing. And Alex, you weren't able to get hold of Jim, or what happened there?
Yeah, no answer from Jim, but okay. We're going to get another guest soon, so.
Okay. I know we'll talk with Will Tiemann coming up a little bit later on, and we'll do that as well. So a lot of people to talk to and talk sports with us. With you right here on AM 870 at WKAR. And what about the Lions coming up next week? It looks like Matthew Stafford is okay. So he should be ready to go coming up in their last exhibition game. And a lot of Lions fans can breathe deeply and breathe easier knowing that they're going to have to do that won't have to listen to Jim Comperoni, but you can listen to the other people and know how they're going to be Alabama, you and Michigan coming up. That's going to be a tough game. So a tough game's coming up for both teams. Friday and Saturday night is been the most definite, the most open, most anticipated games on Friday and Saturday night between Michigan State and Michigan. You've got both teams playing quality opponents, so we should be in for try to treat Friday night and Saturday night. Michigan and Alabama coming up on Saturday. Michigan State, Boise State coming up on Friday. So two good games. Should be very exciting weekend for you, Friday and Saturday. I know some people might not be too happy with you being in front of the tube watching the games, but you're going to have a great game to watch on Friday night and a great game to watch on Saturday night. So you've got two outstanding games coming up. And hey, we want to tell you that you're listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. We had a caller who wanted to know how they got started in the Mountain West and how they got so big. Well, they started out as a D2 team, Division 1 AA team, and they were a smaller team, but they started to, they got some good players through recruiting. They didn't get the best or top line recruits. They got the guys who probably would say weren't Division I recruits or didn't qualify in some cases to be a Division I athletes. But they were good athletes, and it takes time. It takes a lot of time. It didn't happen overnight or anything. It takes a lot of time to build a good program up, and then they had to build a good Division I program. A lot of times when you're developing a team in the 1AA level or the Division II level, you're getting athletes who don't, in all honesty, measure up to Division I. A lot of them think they can play Division I eventually and be a good Division I athlete. And then they don't find that out too. They're actually playing against other Division I athletes and Division I teams. But in the beginning, like with Boise, they really weren't that good in the beginning. They were good enough at the division they played at, and they played well against those teams. But that's the thing with Boise now. They've got nothing but Division I athletes, Division I pro opponents. So they've done a very good job of building their team. Yes, it just takes time. It wasn't built overnight. It takes a lot of time and a lot of years and a lot of patience. And they got, they just got good athletes over time. And then a lot of those athletes are ready to play at the biggest level. And then they got a chance to play Oklahoma and some of these other teams. And that's the thing I like about a Boise State, because when they were coming up, Boise State can't, can't do like the other big-time programs and just play a conservative game to win. They've got to take chances. They have to take chances. They have to do the best they can at winning these games. And that might be, as we say, quote-unquote, calling a lot of trick plays or something like that. Everyone, we know a lot of fans love trick plays. And a lot of times they do work. You don't know when they're coming. So that's the thing. You don't know when the trick play is coming. But you try to imagine and predict in every scenario. You have to look at every single scenario that's played, and then that gives you hopefully a better chance to win the game, or at least stop them on their trick plays. But they won a lot of trick plays. Michigan State has run some trick plays, and they've been able to work and won those. And that's great. When a trick play works, everyone thinks it's the greatest play, the greatest thing since sliced bread, when a trick play works. And that's the way people look at it. Oh, that was a great play. I hear that all the time. That was a great play. But is it a great play when it doesn't work? Same play, but just didn't happen to work that time. So how do you look at it when a trick play doesn't work? Some people, I've heard people call up and just rip it upside down and one side the other when a trick play doesn't work. But when it works, you're going to get all the accolades of the year, that's for sure. You get nothing but accolades when a trick play works. And that's what you've got to look for. And hopefully it will work. You know, sometimes trick plays don't work. It probably shocks you that a trick play wouldn't work, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't work either for your team or against your team. Sometimes they don't work, and that just happened. That's just part of the game. Just the way it is. So we're going to be looking at some other things going on right here on AM 870 WKAR. On USA Today, they got a picture of John L. Smith and his Arkansas team and his Razorbacks. He's looking very happy, and it looks like that's going to be a very good team. Arkansas's rated, I believe, in the top 10. They've got a chance to win a lot of games. They've got a favorable schedule, and if they can win their home games, they've got Alabama, I believe, and LSU in their house. So Arkansas will have a chance to beat those teams. So some very good talent down in the SEC country. It looks like if they don't win a national championship, they certainly will probably have a team that will play for one, unless they just all knock each other out and beat each other up. So maybe they don't get to play just because they all are beating each other up and they might not get to a title game. But it'll be interesting to see. The time right now, 38 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Tell everyone you know. You might know some people down in Arkansas and want to tell them that you can enjoy sports right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan. You can do that for us and let folks know. When you go to baseball, you have to go talk about the Washington Nationals, a team that's came on and has done a great job over the years, got a special teams. Davey Johnson, the former manager from his Mets days, very good manager, and he's doing a great job with the Washington Nationals and getting them up to speed and getting them ready for the playoffs coming up this year. Once again, you're listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. The time is 40 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
This is Neil Conan. When news breaks, you have your own questions that go beyond who, what, where, and when. Talk of the Nation connects to the people who make the news and gives you an opportunity to get answers to your questions. Join us for Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing.
The weather forecast, today mostly sunny with a high around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with some patchy fog, the low 51. Sunny with a high of 82 for Wednesday, and looking ahead to Thursday, another sunny day and warmer with a high of 90. I'm Scott Pohl.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. So hopefully you'll join us each and every day right here on WKAR East Lansing. And we want you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. So we want you to come with us. Join us right here on Sports Talk right here on WKAR in East Lansing. And we hope to be talking with Will Thiemann from TBC Sports. And we'll talk with Will about the upcoming start of the Michigan State football season and get a take from him on TBC about how good Michigan State can be this year. So we'll do that, and let's get Will Thiemann on from TBC. And so, Will, in all honesty, Alex, Will's had a chance to see a little bit more than the Michigan State than we have. So let's ask Will. Will, how good is this Michigan State team? Because you get a chance to see a little bit more of us than us other or ordinary media people do.
I tell you, Earl.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And I think Michigan State's real good. And it's interesting. We've both been around long enough, and we both love MSU enough, that we always want the Spartans to be good in our heart and soul. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we look at it and we go, wow, maybe this could be a good year. And sometimes that statement's based on more hoping than it is reality.
That's true.
But I remember after watching the second full scrimmage, thinking that this team is ready right now. So the defense is world class. It's all everything I saw lives up to everything we've all read and been talking about since last year. It's amazing the speed at which they play. It's amazing the precision in which they play and the depth this unit has. And then watching these scrimmages, let's talk about the offense a second.
Yes.
This offensive line that Coach D'Antonio and crew has is probably the best we've seen in a long time. It's good on at all positions. There's experience. There's some backups. I mean, let's face it. The MO for an MSU offensive line has always been this guy's really good and the guy next to him is kind of not so good. And then if the really good guy gets hurt, there's no backup.
Yep.
That is not the case right now. So if you break down the team, that defense is special. The offensive line, I think, is better than average. The special teams are solid kicking and return. And you know you've got some really, really good running backs. So, without even getting into the quarterback and the receivers, you got a defense that's probably going to keep you in a good field position moment most of the game. You got a defense that's probably going to not let a game get out of control. So, if you don't score 35 points a game, you still can win. And also, you know you have an offensive line and a set of three running backs that can get yards. So between the ability to score on the toe, the ability to run the ball, and I think that ability is there. So then you go, wow, if you can run the ball while you're working in your new receivers and a new quarterback in terms of game action, the pressure is not quite as great as it might be if Andrew Maxwell would have to carry the load, which he does not have to do. He just has to manage the game, which I think he'll do quite nicely. And the receivers, you know, is the whole package there yet? Are some balls dropped? Yes. Or so, can the routes maybe be a little crisper? Absolutely. But there's some real talent there. I mean, Benny Fowler is the real deal. Deion Sims is a tight end. If he plays to his potential, is all world. I mean, what he can do when the moment is right is unbelievable for a big guy. And so as I look at this whole deal, you win with defense, you win with special teams, and you got to have a good offensive line. They have all that, and then the rest of the pieces may be kind of new, but these are really gifted young individuals who have worked very hard. And you know, Earl, the other thing is that what this staff has done is that the caliber of individual on this football team is amazing. And one of the things I talked with Coach D'Antonio about in our preview special, why is this team able to win close games when we've all had our heart broken more than once in the past by losing close games?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets down to discipline. It gets down to character. It gets down to believing. It gets down to preparation. And teams tend to find a way to win over 60 minutes when they have great substance and leadership. And I think that's one of the keys right there.
Yes, and a lot of people don't seem to realize that. I mean, that's the one thing that we can talk about, Will. You know, a lot of teams or a lot of kids, you know, they think that you get things done overnight, and you really don't. It's a slow process, isn't it? Building a team, getting all the right pieces together, and yet people think when they hear about you, then boy, you just get it all, you just got this way all of a sudden, and it's not the case. It's really a lot of hard work, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you have to believe. You have to believe in what you're doing, because when it gets tough, right? And it always gets tough, and you're sucking air, and you don't feel so good. There's something that has to pull you through all that. And everybody on both sides of the ball, they're competitors, they're good players. I mean, what's the old joke? The other team has scholarship players as well.
Yeah.
And so it's just interesting. There's D'Antonio today talked in the press conference, as we were both there, about anxiety as opposed to nervousness. And he made a good point. Anxiety is a very negative thing it can do you in. Being a little nervous and anxious isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes. But there's something about the team this year. There's a confidence to it, and this team is not all uptight. They're relaxed. They're comfortable with who they are. They're comfortable with the preseason. I think they quite enjoy it, because they feel like they might be getting some of what they've earned in terms of recognition. But it's a group that is very focused right now, and they're not caught up in what they have been or what people think they could be. I think they're just ready to go play some football, and they have goals, and they know they're good enough to get there. And the great thing, and Earl, man, me and you haven't been able to say this much, but that schedule.
Yes.
Now, there's not one team on that schedule that Michigan State can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's circumstances, there's injuries, and it's brutal in October, I think, if I last looked at it. So it's hard to run the table at this level, obviously.
Yes.
But when you look at it, you know every Saturday you can win. Every Saturday you're going to be in the game. And we also now believe if there's just a tick of a second left and the math is right, Michigan State could win. So, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, but the one thing that I keep going back to was the year when 11 players stayed home and went to a bowl game. And I remember hanging around during the spring practice, and there was, you know, Greg Jones and Eric Gordon and Kirk Cousins and all these people. You could tell there was something going on in that football building in those locker rooms. There was something happening, and it was good. They were looking for almost redemption. And the landscape of the thinking, the culture seemed at that moment to change. It was different than it had ever been before in my time here. And I think from that moment on, you look at what that group did, they really got it going. And it changed internally. It changed inside. It made its way to the field.
Yes, because it did. It's really changed around here. The culture's really changed. I was looking at this is the first weekend. We were talking about the first weekend here. Alex and I were discussing. I mean, we haven't had a weekend this strong in so long. Alabama opening up against Michigan. Michigan State opening up against Boise State. We haven't had the two teams in the state have two dynamic quality opponents at the same time in a long, long time. This really makes this weekend special, of Michigan State and Michigan both opening up against real good opponents, and both teams have good teams this year.
Oh, absolutely, and so it's major for both, because, boy, if you can get off with a win against a top-drawer ranked opponent, that's pretty good. And it kind of sets the stage, and everybody likes to win the first game. I don't care who you are. It just makes you feel better. But the other thing that's intriguing is that in the case of the Alabama-Michigan game, the one little subtlety of that game is we've learned firsthand you might take a physical beating from Alabama. Whether you win or lose the game or not, you're going to go home bruised.
Yeah.
And to have a game quite like that to open up the season, one of the fears Michigan might have is physically, do they get beat up? Because I remember under Nick Saban, we had an opener against Nebraska. I think it was at Nebraska. And we lost three guys in the first half of the season. And so when you have that kind of game early, I mean, if you get nicked up and they don't have a great deal of depth, it could affect your whole season. And the neat thing about what we're doing, you know injuries are going to hit somebody. That's just the nature of football. But there's depth. There's depth in almost every spot. And so it's exciting, and you're playing the odds a little bit when you have these big games. But on the other hand, if you believe in your program and you believe that you're one of the best in the nation, why not play these games? Because that's why you're here. You're not here to pad your record. You're here to prove you're good. And there's satisfaction for a player to win against a good opponent.
It is, and that's the thing. We just don't know how good this team is. I mean, we know it's good. We think it's good, but we won't know how good it actually is till we've seen them play. And that's the thing with Michigan State. Mark's built this team over the years. I mean, I used to complain all the time about the lack of speed. Now they have a lack of speed. They've got quality depth. I used to wonder about the quality depth. And he's addressed all those areas and all those issues, and he's really built a solid program here, which we haven't seen since the George Perlis days. When we were around, he's built a quality program just like George used to have.
Yeah, and I think some of it is he can sell it because he loves it and he believes in it. And this is a very subtle thing. And when we talk with alumni groups as we go around the state, we mention this, that one of the great assets of Mark D'Antonio, besides the obvious, is that he is Michigan State's coach. He's not here coaching Michigan State. He is Michigan State's coach. And that is a big, big difference. He loves this place. He wants to be here. He has no intention of leaving. And when you have that kind of anchor with all the skill involved that he has and that great staff, how can you not do well?
Yes, when they first hired him, I know when I was at that first press conference, I was surprised to hear him saying, he really wants to be here for the long call, and he really means it. I mean, you hear a lot of guys that say that, but how many of them say that when you hear it from them, or that you would believe that they want to be here for the long haul, even though they always say it, but many of them, they're gone after 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I don't believe most of them. I do believe D'Antonio, but I'm with you, man. They say it, and you go, oh, nobody's buying this. What are you talking about? And we've both seen the scoreboards and have a new stadium, the makeover at Spartan Stadium. And then you look at the facilities the football program has now with the, just everything that has happened from the stadium to the academic center to the football offices and everything. It's just amazing. And at the end of the day, if you're a young student athlete, how can you not want to be here? It's awesome right now.
Yes, it is. And a lot of kids, they say they want to be. I mean, it used to be, as we used to talk about from years ago, Michigan State really wasn't up to snuff with the kind of facilities. But now they are a top-notch facility. They can compare them to any team in the Big Ten or the nationwide. The facilities are great. It wasn't that way for a long while. But they've gotten the facilities up to snuff. And so anybody that's coming in or wants to go to Michigan State, they're going to have a chance to play in a great facility, a great environment.
Yeah, and the other thing, and Andrew Maxwell has said this a few times, because one of the questions everybody asking, why did you come here knowing that there was a lot of congestion in front of you?
Yeah.
And as good as you were coming out of high school, you weren't going to play right away, even though you could have gone to some other D1 programs and played right away. And he made the point that he said, there's a lot more to Michigan State than just football. Now, that one statement, Earl, I think, says volumes, don't you?
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have got to give Amy Foudy and her staff a shout-out. She's the person that makes that field look unbelievably gorgeous. Now, the scoreboards are neat, and people are going to go crazy when they see them in action on Friday night against Boise State. But check out that field. That field is just absolutely beautiful.
Yes, and you know, I like to give Amy even more credit for those practice fields. Those practice fields are outstanding. I'm amazed every time I go over there how good they are. And, I mean, the people don't get to see how good the Michigan State practice fields are. They're just outstanding facilities.
Yeah, the whole thing is good. And, you know, sometimes as you just go through your life, you know, you see some people have success. And then at some point the light bulb goes off and you say, well, why can't we have success? Because mm-hmm. we can be that person. We can be that program. And I, you know, we work with Jason Strayhorn, right? He's our sideline guy and a mm-hmm. all Big Ten offensive lineman for Michigan State, great center, part of some unbelievable wins when he was a captain of the team. And in the first part of our pregame presentation, which is our kickoff show, which is more casual than, say, our more defined pregame show later in the afternoon or morning, depending on when we go on. But I asked Jason on our kickoff show, I said, when you were here, did you really believe you could be a Big Ten champ, really? And he said, you know, we talked it, we said all the right stuff publicly, but no. Now think about that. Those guys were pretty good, he played
with. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, here's a guy saying down in our heart and soul we didn't believe. Well, what Mark D'Antonio and his crew has done, they have found players with skill who believe. And you can see they believe because they get it done.
Yes, and that's the key. He's built the skill level up of this team is up so high now. Like you say, a lot of the players, they really didn't believe, you know, that they could win this. They always thought they could in the back of their mind. They're thinking, oh, maybe we'll get lucky and win a game here or there. But they really didn't believe that they could win. Now they know that they can win. And half the battle in winning is knowing and believing that you can win games.
Yeah, if you don't. If, down deep, if you don't think you can get it done when you play somebody of equal talent, it's a fine line between a lot of these teams, as you know. You're just not going to get it done. And, but I do get a kick out of it. The world raving over the play of the corners on the Michigan State defense.
Yes.
Remember when people went, oh, my God, we don't have any corners.
Yes, we've heard a lot. Yeah, we don't have to hear all those poor me's and woe is me statements anymore. They're just a good, solid team, a good, solid program.
It's fun.
It is. Hey, well, I want to thank you for being with me. It's always a pleasure talking with you and talking sports with you, my friend. And we'll look forward to that first game coming up Friday night.
Okay.
And that's sort of odd saying, coming up on a Friday night. You know, we're used to the Saturday afternoons, but getting started on Friday night, it's fantastic. It should be a great, great atmosphere.
Oh, it's going to be good, Earl. So I'll see you at the stadium Friday.
Yeah, you will, buddy.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Yep,
okay.
See you later. That's Will Thiemann, the director of TBC Sports, and they'll be producing the game, and you can hear on all the local stations, you hear a lot of Michigan State football. So just tune into the station that you'll like to hear Michigan State football on, and you'll be able to go there and hear that. Alex, you know, how I guess we did well. We probably still got a few callers coming in, don't we?
If you can hear on the air right now, we got a caller right now, but yeah, absolutely. You know your show, early. You always get the callers.
Well, we try to get, I mean, well, that's the thing. People love free stuff, so we're giving away tickets for free and giving a chance people to win tickets, and so why wouldn't they call in and get a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Michigan State football game? I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling. Invite you to come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoon. Call us up. Talk sports with us Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR. Make sure you come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870. We want you to make sure you have yourself a very safe and a pleasant evening. And I look forward from hearing from you tomorrow on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Tomorrow we'll have a guest. You'll hear from Chris Lowry and also Brian Calloway right here on WKAR East Lansing. Have a good evening, everyone.
From NPR News in...
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.